Let's get real, let's get rough. Gotta get grown when the going gets tough. Ain't afraid of the dark, cause that's the stuff that forces me to face my dirty demons straight up. Let's get real.
Hey guys, it's Sour Patch Sid, and in today's first ever episode of my awesome Keeping It Real podcast, we will be discussing the illustrious Nina Simone. Okay, so many people are asking, what happened, Miss Simone? But the question I have is, what's happening, Miss Simone? Because she keeps it real. Nina Simone's work doesn't go along with the usual representation of American identity of freedom and success. This woman reveals the truth of the American identity for African Americans in the United States. But before we get into the serious stuff, let me give y'all a little background story. Nina Simone was born Eunice Wayman in Tryon, North Carolina in 1933. In an interview, Simone states that at a young age, she started studying classical piano in hopes of becoming the first Black classical pianist in America. Eunice started off playing piano in the church her mom preached in, which is also where she got discovered by a white woman who she called Miss Mozzie. Miss Mozzie started teaching Eunice how to play classical pieces by artists like Bach and Beethoven in order to teach her discipline in the piano world. Okay, I'm sorry, I just have to ask, what Black girl did you know back in the 1930s that was playing classical music created by prodigies? I'll wait. Exactly. Anyways, after many years of training with her piano teacher, Eunice auditioned for the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia and didn't get accepted. You may ask, what? Why didn't they let this amazingly talented artist into their school? And people, let me tell you, Eunice and I were thinking the same thing when we answered this question. They racist. Point blank period. But you know what? She proved them wrong. She went on to bigger and better things at the Juilliard School of Music until she unfortunately ran out of money. Then she started throwing it down at the Atlantic City Bar, singing and playing the piano. And now finally, I get to refer to her as Nina Simone because this is when she created her stage name. Why did she change her name? The answer is, who would want their super religious mother to find out that they were performing at a nightclub, am I right? So, Nina Simone was born. Okay, y'all, now for the serious stuff. We're about to get really real up in here. Nina Simone was a boss when it came to speaking her mind, seriously. I want to dive right into one of my favorite songs by her, which is Mississippi Goddamn, a real bop. As I researched Nina, I found out from homegirl Nadine Cahotas that Nina was following the lead of James Baldwin, Lake St. Hughes, and Lorraine Hansberry. They were her circle of inspiration, who described a world Black Americans so often experienced as unforgiving. This inspiration led her to make an incredible song that voices the frustration of Black people in America. This song was made after Nina got tired of watching her own people getting killed, so she let her feelings out with music.
Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi.
In the words of Herb Boyd, if Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was the drum major of the civil rights movement setting its political resonance, Nina Simone was the movement's singer, providing its musical inspiration in protest songs, particularly Mississippi. I could not agree more with this statement because being Black in America myself, I know that this song creates a feeling inside of me that makes me want justice for Black people in America. Nina Simone uses her lyrics to speak to her fellow African American people so that they can relate and share their thoughts and feelings on what is occurring in America at the time. In the line, Alabama's gotten me so upset, Nina is referring to the killing of four Black girls in the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing. As you heard earlier, she mentions that Tennessee made her lose her rest. And here she refers to a southern state that is a big part of being discriminatory towards Black people, and it makes her lose her rest because she doesn't know who is going to be next. I myself interpret these lyrics to mean that she doesn't know what person will feel the need to be just so vile to the African American race and find it within themselves that they want to murder a Black person. Then she takes a final blow at Mississippi because everybody knows about Mississippi. Mississippi is where civil rights leader Medgar Evers was murdered, and this was the last straw for Simone. According to Cahotas, Mississippi was Nina Simone's litany of racial injustice and a signal that she too had found her spiritual assignment. to use her talent for the singular cause of freeing her people and not, incidentally, herself. And that, people, is exactly what she did. But she didn't stop there. Although my girl Nina was given so much backlash, pun definitely intended, about her song Mississippi, she continued to write her music for Black people in America. The next song I want to talk about is Backlash Blues. See what I did with the punny thing? But seriously, this song was another eye-opener for folks in America who were oblivious to the oppression Blacks were faced with. I want to get right into this bad boy, so let's take a look at the lyrics first.
You give me second-class houses and second-class schools. Do you think that all colored folks are just second-class fools?
These lyrics are displaying Nina's frustration with the segregation going on in the country and how white people think that they can just treat Black people like peasants. Well, guess what? Not happening. Okay, but with this song, I really want you guys to listen to the music in the background. The drum beat reminds me of the pace that someone would march to. It sounds like a step is being taken every other beat. Then the piano has a smooth flow, making you want to dance and feel free. She manipulates the music to express how Black people want to feel. Y'all, this reminds me of a book that I'm reading right now, Jazz by Toni Morrison. This book describes jazz as music that says what people mean to say but cannot trust themselves to say. And this is exactly what Nina does for Black people in America through the music in this song. Okay, there's one last question I want to address. Why is Nina Simone relevant in music today? The answer is Kanye West. Just kidding, y'all. He's never really the answer, but he is a part of this one. Nina Simone's impact on the Black people in America has taken her far in the music industry, especially among Black artists. So many people are influenced by her and sample her music. Of course, Kanye West, one of the best rappers out there, was inspired by Nina and sampled a song she sang called Strange Fruit. He samples Nina's version of Strange Fruit in his song Blood on the Leaves, which is about relationships.
Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
And everyone knows that Kanye's a weird guy, and he definitely did some weird stuff with this sample. He did. You wouldn't think that this sample fit well with the song's purpose, but once you dig into the lyrics, you realize that Kanye strangely talks about the relationship of Black and white people in this song. This just comes to show all of you Nina Simone haters that her legacy still carries on in today's lifetime. People are addressing racial problems through music and even use her beautiful voice to do so. In the wise words of Evelyn McDonald, Nina Simone represents courage, defiance, and independence, not only for her risky, outspoken stance during the civil rights movement, but in her determination to persevere as an exalted artist while suffering every blow as a woman and human being. All right, folks, looks like we've run out of time. I'm your host, Sour Patch Sid, and I would drop the mic, but Mr. Miley insists that I shouldn't. So, see you guys later, and hope that you got some good info on my girl Nina Simone. Let's keep it real. This podcast was scripted and produced by Sydney Wright. Huge shout out to Mr. Young for technical assistance, and another shout out to the Elevators for the intro music. Peace.